It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us, the one and only Scott Ian. How are you?
Good. How are you?
It's great to talk to you. It's been a minute.
Yeah. How nice to hear your voice.
You too. So let's talk about one of your many projects tonight. We're going to talk about The Damn Things. And on paper, The Damn Things looks like a dissimilar group of musicians. What does
absolutely.
What does the musical diversity of the players encourage you to do?
Well, you know, the thing is, we, you know, like you said, on paper, it definitely looks like it should not work. But you know, this, you got to go back 10, 11, 12 years ago when, I mean, Joe Troman, the guitar player from Fall Out Boy, we first met in like either 06 or 07 through a mutual friend who just thought we would get along really well because we were in a lot of the same stuff, and it turned out we were. And we became friends, and one day he said he had some riffs that he couldn't use for Fall Out Boy, and he played me some ideas, and they were great. And that was like the birth of The Damn Things back in like around 08-ish. And, you know, we made the first album in 2010, and we did a little bit of touring and all that. And then we all got busy with our day jobs and you know, went our separate ways. But we were all friends before The Damn Things. We were friends during The Damn Things. And we've all remained really close friends in the years post-Damn Things for the last 8 years. So really, the motivation and the impetus and this whole thing just comes out of us really just wanting to get to spend some time with each other. And this enables us to do that. But I guess to answer your question, we made that first album, and we kind of have a sound. We sound like The Damn Things. And that came out of our love for Thin Lizzy and Black Sabbath and Caius, Queens of the Stone Age, so many different types of things. But we just saw it. We had this mutual love for a lot of this music. And it was the same going into this record. Joe had written a couple of songs for this other project that kind of fell apart. And then he sent them to Keith and I and said, "Hey, what do you guys think of these songs?" And I said, "It sounds like The Damn Things to me." And that was like 2 years ago, and that just opened the door, and here we are back out on tour with a new record out.
High Crimes, the new album from The Damn Things, is out now. Here's a tune from it, Cells, on Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie, Scott Ian from Anthrax and The Damn Things with us on the show tonight. It's been almost 10 years since the last The Damn Things album. What immediately fell right back into place when you started writing new music?
Joe pretty much wrote all the music. I think I had sent him a couple of riffs that he used in songs, but you know, Joe really wrote most of the music, and Keith wrote all the lyrics. So I'm very much an innocent bystander in this whole thing. I've always said I'm the biggest fan of this band, like, and I'm just lucky that I get to also happen to play guitar with these dudes, but it's even more so on this record because really those guys, I was so busy with Anthrax over the last 2 years. It was Joe and Keith that really, you know, took the torch and ran with it. And they would send me songs and I'd literally be like, "I don't have any notes. Just keep writing. You guys you're killing it." So I really feel like I'm an outsider but I'm on the inside too. So I don't know what fell back into place. We've always hung out outside of being in a band. I see Joe socially, you know, all the time. I see Keith when I can. So it was kind of like we never stopped hanging out. Now we just get to play shows again.
Scott Ian with us on the show tonight. The latest record from The Damn Things is called High Crimes, and it's out now. Quick break, still to come this hour. Josta's weekly pick from The Pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed. Music from Dio, Anthrax, and more with Scott Ian. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie, Scott Ian from Anthrax and The Damn Things with us on the show tonight. High Crimes was originally planned to be an EP. What ultimately made you decide to make a full-fledged album?
Because we would have the songs. After four or five songs were written, they just seemed to keep getting better. So the idea of an EP kind of came and went in about a minute and a half, because we knew we'd be able to have an album's worth of material.
Scott Ian with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break. Up next, we'll hear from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from The Pit. Going to get to music from Suicidal Tendencies, Iron Maiden, and more with Scott. It's Full Metal Jackie. Scott Ian with us on the show tonight. We're talking about The Damn Things, and there's an absurdity on display in the video for Cells. Overall, how much is that sense of humor a foundation of the band?
Well, it's a reality video. Keith is extremely annoying, and he gets super drunk, and he injures us all the time. So we didn't even have to fake it. That was actually just we had fly on the wall cameras, and that was about an average day in the life of The Damn thing.
It looks like fun.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm doing much better now since that day. Everything's healed up pretty nicely.
Scott Ian from Anthrax on the show with us tonight. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Judas Priest, Motorhead, and more with Scott Ian. It's Full Metal Jackie, Scott Ian of Anthrax and The Damn Things on the show with us tonight. And Scott, music for the next Anthrax album is said to be angry and more aggressive. What influences the musical character of songs when you're writing for an album?
It's the same as it's ever been. We don't have to look pretty far to find things to be angry about. We live on the planet Earth. We live on a planet filled with humans. And that's about all the motivation we need to be a metal band and write the music that we write and make music that makes us want to bang our heads and express ourselves in that way. You know, it's been like that since the 80s. Really, just look outside, read the newspaper, open a window, like turn on the television. There's a plethora of things to influence us and motivate us to keep doing this.
Full Metal Jackie, gotta take a quick break. Up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also new music from Sabaton and more with our guest, Scott Ian. It's Full Metal Jackie, Scott Ian from Anthrax and The Damn Things with us on the show tonight. And Scott, bands go through different stages on the path of longevity, establishing a career, or reviving it, sustaining it. How would you categorize where Anthrax is right now?
That's a good question. You know, in so many ways, everything feels new to me because, you know, Joey rejoined in 2010 and we Worship Music and Four Old Kings have come out over the last 9 years, and we've basically, you know, been touring nonstop through that whole time period as well. But at the same time, it's very easy for me to feel the weight of our whole history and our career and how many 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s, four decades, you know, of doing this. But that weight doesn't feel like something that weighs me down or anything like that. It's more of something that motivates me and fills me with a feeling of accomplishment and happiness that I still get to do this, and we kind of get to do this at the level we're doing it, and we get to do it on our own terms still after all these years. We just get to call all our own shots, and that's a really good place to be.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Scott Ian with us. Pick up the new album from The Damn Things. It's called High Crimes. And any kind of timeline or any updates on Anthrax stuff you want to share or not share?
We're writing on and off this year in between touring. We have Anthrax will be in Europe and doing festivals and more Slayer dates, and then I think we're doing Slayer dates in South America in the fall, and we're doing Rock in Rio. And so in between the touring, we're getting together and we're working on music, and you know, getting to go out there and play all these shows with Slayer on their, you know, last go around, certainly. And then you come home and you're all pumped up from playing those shows, and you get in a room and you write some songs. It's, you know, again, that's also a very good place to be.
Awesome. Well, looking forward to all that's to come, and appreciate chatting with you as always. And thank you so much, Scott.
Right on. Cheers. Thank you, Jackie.
Coming up next, music from Judas Priest, Sepultura, and more.